Governor Charlie Baker predicts a surge in coronavirus cases will come in the next few days, although some healthcare workers on the front lines say the surge is already here. For the latest on this Monday morning, we turn to WBUR's Callum Borchers. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start with the surge we've been hearing about. There's a disagreement about whether we're in the surge or whether we're still approaching it. Who's saying what, and why is this significant?
We mentioned Governor Baker a moment ago, and so in his almost daily briefings, he's been saying for a while that the state's modeling predicts a surge of new cases would hit the state between April 10th and the 20th. Now, the 10th was Friday, of course, and so Baker said on that day that the surge would come probably closer to the 20th, which is a week away from today. But some hospital leaders have been telling WBUR that the way they see it, we're already in the surge. I think Dr. Helen Boucher has a take that helps explain what's going on here. She's the chief of geographic medicine and infectious diseases at Tufts Medical Center.
It is very reasonable to think that we're perhaps at the beginning of the surge. And it is also true that the date of the prediction of the surge has moved back. And that might be good news. That might mean that all this hard work that we've been doing with physical distancing is paying off.
And so that's the real significance there, Bob. You know, everybody wants to know when the daily increase in cases is going to crest and then hopefully start to go down. State officials have been using 2,500 new cases a day as a benchmark for what they are calling the surge. And we crossed that threshold for the first time yesterday. So this slight disagreement about whether we're in the surge or not really may not last very long.
Okay, so in addition to the 2,500 new cases a day, we should say that 70 more deaths were reported yesterday. So we're now over 750 deaths statewide in total. What do we know about whom the coronavirus is killing, Cal?
Yeah, well, almost half of the deaths, Bob, 45%, have been at some kind of long-term care facility. And I think that's showing us a couple of things. One is how dangerous this virus is to the elderly and to people with underlying health conditions. And another thing is how contagious it is. You know, we're seeing examples of the virus spreading really fast and wide within individual facilities. For instance, the Levitt Family Jewish Home said over the weekend that 21 residents had died of COVID-19 and another 93 have tested positive, and dozens of staff members have tested positive too.
That's just so awful. We know that ventilators can be a key to treating patients with COVID-19. So what's the status of the state's efforts to get more ventilators?
Well, this is another area of disagreement, Bob, or at least miscommunication. So Governor Baker has said that he expects to receive 1,000 by now from the federal stockpile, and only 200 have arrived so far. And Baker's been complaining publicly about the shortfall. But the person who's coordinating the deliveries in New England for FEMA is Captain W. Russell Webster, and he told WBUR that he doesn't know where Baker got that 1,000 number from. So in any case, there are more on their way. Here's what Baker said over the weekend.
The message we got from the feds was that we would be receiving ventilators on an incremental basis. I mean, so far they're living up to that. You know, they gave us 100, they gave us another 100, they've committed another 200. We're obviously going to continue to pursue the full 1,000 that we believe we need.
And Webster, the FEMA official, says that the additional 200 that Baker mentioned are, in fact, on the way. So at least there's a consensus there, Bob.
All right. Well, that's the ventilator situation as we know it anyway. What about masks for medical professionals that have also been in short supply?
Yeah, they sure have. And, you know, the remarks that we just heard from Baker were from his visit to a mask decontamination site in Somerville over the weekend, which is now up and running. And we're talking about those medical-grade N95 masks that are typically discarded just after one use, but they're so scarce right now that the new strategy is to clean them and reuse them. So now you've got a former Kmart in Assembly Row where about 25,000 masks are being decontaminated every day. Partners Healthcare says that'll increase quickly to 45,000 masks a day and eventually hit 80,000 masks a day. And the remarkable thing, Bob, is that each mask can be used between 5 and 20 times if it's cleaned and re-cleaned properly. And also, this site is just the fourth of its kind in the country, so it's just another example of the Massachusetts medical community being on the leading edge in a really difficult time.
Well, I'm glad, and I'm sure everybody's glad, especially the medical community, that that seems to be working. WBUR's Callum Borchers, thank you very much for chatting with us on this Monday morning.
Glad to be with you, Bob.